But then we have something that we like to just step back. We think about memorials and memorial services and all that, and they're wonderful. And that's really all Holy Communion is. And we've been able to use these little cups in the last few years, which is really a nice way of remembering what Christ has done for us, because that's all communion is. And everybody is welcome to the table of grace. In our church, our denomination, you don't have to be a member of this church or any church. All you have to be is a disciple of Christ or seeking His grace, and you are welcome to participate in His table as we remember. When they were in the upper room and celebrating the Passover meal, which is a celebration of them being delivered from bondage in Egypt, and we were all delivered from bondage of sin because of what Christ has done, and they go through the rituals of the Seder dinner of the Passover meal. When he took the bread and he broke it, he said, "This is my body which will be broken for you. Take, eat this, all of you, in remembrance of my body being broken for you." Now, these little wafers that we use is not bread, but it's kind of close. I don't know what it's made out of, but when you put it in your mouth, it's bland. You know, and you think, oh. But then he said, in the third cup of the Passover meal, it's the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. Because then when you take the cup, when he lifted to heaven, he said, "Oh, King of the universe who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup." And then he said something to them they didn't understand at all then, but they do now. He said, "This represents the blood of the new covenant, which will be shed for the forgiveness of sin." So when you take that little bland wafer and then you add the sweetness of Jesus' love by drinking Welch's grape juice, the fruit of the vine. Hallelujah. And your taste buds come alive and that bland old wafer is no more. Now this is a song that we don't think enough. Or sing enough. Because when we do communion, we don't think about it. We just depart and off we go. But now, Christ, I think, wants us to take our bread with us every